And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 26th of December, 2015. It's the anniversary of the terrible tsunami of 2004, which devastated coastlines along the Indian Ocean, triggered by an earthquake in the middle of an ocean along a 600-mile fault line. Two tectonic plates, one slipped underneath the other. So powerful it made the entire planet vibrate, actually changed the Earth's rotation very slightly. Waves as high as 50 feet wiped out whole villages, and an estimated 250,000 people died in 14 different countries. But there were very few animal casualties. Many people said they saw animals fleeing for higher ground just minutes before the tsunami struck. 1944, in Chicago, Tennessee Williams' play, The Glass Menagerie, had its premiere. It was a troubled production. Laurette Taylor played the role of Amanda, and she drove Williams crazy because she kept making up lines. Opening night, there was a big blizzard. People didn't want to go out the day after Christmas. The play was on the verge of closing. But the theater critic Claudia Cassidy gave it a rave review in the Chicago Tribune. And by mid-January, it was a hit, and it went on to run on Broadway. It was Williams' first major play. Williams wrote to a friend, "The menagerie is no lie about this company. The play backstage is far more exciting than the one on." It's the birthday of Henry Miller, born Manhattan, 1891, went off to Paris in 1927 and began writing his great masterpiece, Tropic of Cancer. He began an affair with the writer Anais Nin, who supported him for 10 years and helped get the book published. It's the birthday of David Sedaris, born near Binghamton, New York, 1956, raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. He was a student at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, where he started telling funny stories to amuse his classmates. He read some of his stuff at night in clubs in Chicago and was discovered by Ira Glass, who invited him to read an essay, The Santa Land Diaries, on his show, This American Life, all about Sedaris' time working as Crumpet the Elf at Macy's in New York during Christmas season. It was a big hit. Sedaris was offered a publishing contract and went on to write many humorous memoirs. Here's a poem for today by Gary Short, Brothers Playing Catch on Christmas Day. Only a little light remains. The new football feels heavy, and our throws are awkward, like the conversation of brothers who see each other occasionally. After a few exchanges, confidence grows. The passing and catching feels natural and good. Gradually, we move farther apart. Out in the field, the space between us filling with darkness. He leads me, lofting perfect spirals into the night. My eyes find the clean white laces of the ball. I let fly a deep pass to his silhouette. The return throw cannot be seen, yet the ball falls into my hands as if we have established a code that only brothers know. Brothers Playing Catch on Christmas Day by Gary Short from his collection 10 Moons and 13 Horses, published by University of Nevada Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.